Well, good evening on an absolutely gorgeous night from Wisconsin Rapids. This is Tom King, and this is the opener of the high school football season for 2013 as the Wausau East Lumberjacks will take on the Wisconsin Rapids Raiders here tonight. East made the playoffs last year, a 5-4 record. Rapids did not. Wisconsin Rapids had a record of 3-6 last year and missed out on the playoffs. And the Lumberjacks beat Wisconsin Rapids at Tom Field last season by a score of 25-14. But the Lumberjacks are a much different team than they were last year, as they graduated a number of very good players, including starting quarterback Cole Nelson, their top receiver Logan Taylor, also all-everything guy Adam Ermansky, who played both ways, offense and defense, along with defensive standouts like Cody Krentz and Garrett Mady, and a number of other players, Jacob Machi in the offensive line. So it's a pretty new team for the Lumberjacks. Just four starters returning from last year's squad, and they're breaking in a new head coach as well. Scott Mallion comes from Green Bay Notre Dame. You heard from him a bit earlier, and he's looking forward to see what his team does in game situations here tonight after struggling a bit in the scrimmage last week. And a good week of practice, though, and the Lumberjacks will be ready to play. And it looks like East has won the toss, and they have deferred, so they will get the ball in the second half and will play defense here to start this matchup. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for Wisconsin Rapids' defense, and that's who will be introduced for Rapids. It's going to be Jeremy Statz at one of the linebacker spots, 6'2", 200-pound junior. Jake Fiegel, a 6'2", 175-pound senior. Tyler Wendt, 5'9", 155-pound senior. Jared Halber, 5'11", 150-pound junior. Also, Dylan Rickaby, 6'2", 220-pound senior. Devin McMahon, a 6'2", 220-pound senior. Jake Dickey, a 6'5", 290-pound senior. And also Brian Duxbury, 6'1", 185-pound senior. Duxbury will be the top running back for Wisconsin Rapids as well in this option attack that Rapids puts on the field. Defensively, for the Lumberjacks, it will be Ben Feck, 5'10", 155-pound senior. Sam Romanski, 6'1", 195-pound junior at one of the linebacker spots. Jake Justison will play on both offense and defense for East, playing one of the defensive back spots, 5'10", 170-pounder. Also, Bryce Troyer, 5'10", 180-pound senior, the linebacker. Adam Lennar, 6'1", 170-pound senior. Brennan Becker, who will also play offense and defense, 5'9", 185-pound junior. Matt Grady, 6', 180-pound junior. Andy Cravens, a 185-pound junior. Nick Bolander, 5'11", 185-pound senior in the defensive line. Marcus Walsh, 6', 185-pound junior. Marcus Josiger, 5'7", 185-pound junior as well. So a young team experience-wise and a lot of juniors getting a lot of playing time for this Lumberjack squad here, at least in the early going. So we'll see how that works out. And we'll get set for the opening kickoff, which is coming up next. You're listening to East High School Football here on Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Wisconsin Rapids, and we're just about set for the kickoff of tonight's game. Interesting contrast in coaches. Tony Piolo has been with Rapids for a number of years, and Coach Scott Malley in his first year at the helm for the Lumberjacks, although he does bring a lot of coaching experience to the sidelines for East. He had 12 years at Green Bay Southwest as well as Peshtigo High School, 15 years as an assistant coach at the high school and collegiate level, and most recently, as we mentioned, he's been at Green Bay Notre Dame Academy as the defensive coordinator. East is in white jerseys, black pants, red helmets, red numerals, and black trim. Wisconsin Rapids in red jerseys, white pants, white helmets, and white numerals as we get set to go. East is going to kick off here. They won the flip and elected to defer, and we'll get to see right away the big leg of Bryce Widmark, who is going to be one of the better kickers, if not the best kicker in the Wisconsin, and the first time I've said it, the Wisconsin Valley Conference, the Valley Football Association, this season, as Bryce Widmark getting some D1 looks for his kicking prowess. He'll be handling the kicking and punting duties for the Lumberjacks, as well as starting at quarterback most of the time. They will slide in, from what I'm told, they will slide in Jake Justison at times at the quarterback position. We'll have to see how that all shakes out here. Rapids will get the ball first, and they are set. Dropping back, Colton Neiman, I believe, is back there. And it looks like we'll try to get the other player on the far side. But Widmark's ready to kick it off. Fields in gorgeous shape, as you might expect, first game of the year, and it's going to be a short high kick, going to be fielded at about the 4-yard line. Muff, the ball's on the ground at about the 8, picked up, and then going to be wrapped up and dropped at about the 12, and Rapids will start deep into their own territory here for the first drive of the 2013 football season. Lumberjack football is brought to you in part tonight by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. Well, it's going to be interesting to see now what the Lumberjack defense can do with this option attack. Wisconsin Rapids has run the option for many years, and they've run it very well. And the trick is, as we heard from the coach, not to try to do too much. Just take care of your own responsibilities. And the two most important players on the field are those spurs on the sides. And that's going to be Brennan Becker and Bryce Troyer that are going to have the responsibility of not letting the quarterback near get the corner. They're going to throw on the first play. They've got a man down the middle complete. The first deliver chance with a pass out across the 50. Down the sideline. And out of bounds near the 15-yard line. But the Lumberjacks get burned on the first play of the game by a pass. Obviously, everyone in the stadium thought run from this Wisconsin Rapids option attack, and they throw a pass down the middle of the field. It's complete, and it goes all the way down to the 15-yard line of East. So the Lumberjack defense has their back to the wall almost immediately here. That went about 68 yards on that pass and catch. And they had to wait for the chain gang to catch up to reset the chains. And now Rapids will start in East territory, first and 10 on the 15. Just a little slant pass down the middle of the field, but nobody back for the Lumberjacks, and they made it pay. Now a handoff up the middle, and that's going to pick up about 4, close to 5. And it'll bring up a second down and 5. They give him 5 yards on the carry. Offset formation, Wernick under center. Double wing formation, man in motion now, and Wernick's going to keep it this time. Now he pitches, he's got a man outside, cuts it back inside the 5, down to the 3. Good cutback on the pitch that time. They had a defense, but Logan Betcher cut it back and got it down inside the 5 to about the 3-yard line. Pickup of about 2 on the carry, and it's going to be first and goal from the 3 for Wisconsin Rapids. So the Raiders in position to cash in early after the big play on the first play of the game from their own 12. Picked up 68 yards on the pass. Double wing formation, fullback behind Wernick. He directs traffic, gets under center now. Man in motion. And they're going to hand it off inside to Duxbury. He powers his way into the end zone. Rapids on court first. It's 6-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Ryan Duxbury on the 3-yard touchdown run. And Wisconsin Rapids strikes early here after the big play. Kalen Becker will kick here for Wisconsin Rapids. Senior female kicker. Wassa Newman, of course, has a female kicker this year as well. Snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is no good. It's going to be wide left. Snap was bobbled a bit and didn't get down cleanly, so the extra point is no good. But Wisconsin Rapids has the early lead here, 6-0. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Wisconsin Rapids, where the Raiders lead 6-0 over the Lumberjacks. A long pass play on the first play of the game from their own 12-yard line from Jason Wernick to Logan Betcher set Rapids up, and they get the 3-yard touchdown run by Ryan Duxbury. Missed extra point. They lead it 6-0. Jake Justison is down back deep for the Lumberjacks, standing at about his own 6-yard line. It's going to be a short kick, and it's going to be fielded by one of the up men, and East is going to have good field position. Ben Hamilton fielded that punt, and they're going to have the ball out near the 36-yard line. So East has good field position to start their first offensive drive of the night. First and 10 from their own 36. and they are immediately going to line up out of a pistol, and instead of Widmark, it's Justison back there. So they're going to throw a little trickery right away as well, and Justison is going to get sacked back near the 30-yard line. Whatever they were trying to do there, it didn't develop, and Justison got knocked down back near the 30-yard line, a loss of about 6 on that play. So each team trying a little trickery here from what was expected of them in the early going. Justison still at the quarterback spot, out of the pistol. Going to take the snap at about the 25-yard line. Now they're going to hand it off, and dancing ahead, positive yardage across the 30 to about the 32, so they got some of it back. Call it a pickup of maybe 3 or 4 on the carry. They're going to mark it at about the 33-yard line. Brennan Becker on the carry there. And it will bring up a third down now and long. Third down and 14. Now Bryce Widmark will be in there on an obvious passing situation. Widmark out of the shotgun. Drops back. Has time. Looking. Now he throws to the sideline. It's got to be interference. And it is. But Sean Wilson, the tight end, got hit really way early. And an interference call is going to give East a big gain here. Flags are thrown near the 40-yard line. They were trying a sideline pattern to the Big Ten tight end, Sean Wilson. And the Lumberjack captains are trying to determine what they want to do here. Obviously, you're going to take that penalty. And that'll be marked off. And it will be enough for a first down. They're going to mark it out near the 50-yard line, and that'll be enough for a first down on the pass interference call. And East will have a new set of downs near midfield. 9:29 to play your first quarter. Rapids leading 6-0. 4 men in the formation now. Widmark out of the pistol. Running back behind him. They're going to hand it off inside. Not much there. Maybe a yard. And let's see who they unpile there. Might be Becker on the carry again. It is going to be Brennan Becker. Maybe a yard on the carry. Call it second down and 9. Ball in Rapids territory now at the 49-yard line. Double wing formation. Justison goes in motion. They try the inside handoff again. Powering ahead is Becker. Picking up maybe 2 or 3 out near the 46. And it's going to be third down and about 6 for Wisconsin Rapids, or for Wausau East. Pick up by Brennan Becker of about 3 yards on that carry. So call it third down and 6. East working quickly, getting to the line. Widmark out of the pistol. He wants to throw. Blitz coming. Widmark avoids pressure. Now he's got to get rid of it. Throws. He's got a man. Caught first down inside the 40, down near the 36. Widmark was able to get out of trouble there and find Cameron Gritzmacher with the catch. And a pickup of about 10 yards on the pass and catch from Widmark to Gritzmacher. And East is going to go hurry up here quickly to the line. Out of the pistol again. Widmark wants to throw. He's got a man open. It's caught by Tim Nass. And Nass is going to get it down inside the 30 to about the 29. Pass to the near sideline. And that'll pick up about 7 on the pass and catch. Second down and a long 3. East wants to play hurry up when they can, apparently. 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. Wilson is a wing. Now we get a whistle and we're going to get movement. I think Wilson was leaning forward and they got him or somebody. Actually, no, they're going to call Rapids for encroachment. And it will be an offside call against Rapids, which will give East another first down inside the 25-yard line, down to the 24. So a couple of penalties here on this drive have given the Lumberjacks first downs. And now they come to the line, first and 10 from the Rapids 19-yard line. Widmark, back to pass again, wants to throw. He's got a man open, caught out there, nice catch by Gritzmacher again, down inside the 10-yard line. Looked like that ball was going to be overthrown a little bit, but Gritzmacher went up and got it. And that'll give East another first down at the 10-yard line. Pick up on 10 on the catch by Gritzmacher. First and goal for the Lumberjacks just inside the 10-yard line. They're going to keep it in the air, apparently, Woodmark. Now this time they're going to hand it off up the middle. That's Becker. He doesn't have much. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about all. Good job by the Rapids interior line that time to stack that up. Nowhere to go for Brennan Becker. Might have even lost a little bit. Back to the 10-yard line. Call it a loss of one on the play. Second down and goal from the 10. Sean Wilson is going to split out wide left this time. Now they're changing the play, it looks like. Widmark out of the pistol again. Wants to throw it up into the end zone. He throws it. It's tipped and knocked down. Incomplete. Double coverage out there on Gritzmacher. They try a little fade pattern to the back corner. Gritzmacher went up. The pass out up in the air, and two defenders there to knock it away. So now it'll be third down. And goal from the 10. Lumberjacks line out. They are going to quick huddle most of the time the way it looks. At least they have on this drive. Widmark. Hands it off to Becker. He dances through, then gets hit. Made it through. Now he lost the football. It's loose. And Rapids thinks they have it. Apparently they do. Rapids recovers the football. Becker fighting for extra yardage. Coughed it up. And East will have it. Rapids will have it at their own 10-yard line on the East fumble. So on an area of the field where you think you'll be able to get at least 3 points with the leg of Bryce Widmark, instead you get nothing. And Rapids will have the football again. Well, if that first play that Rapids ran did nothing else, it's going to have to keep the East safeties honest. They're not going to be able to come down and play strictly run. But that pass across the middle went for 68 yards to set up the first score of the game. Rapids is going to hand it off and bouncing it outside. This is Duxbury, tripped up, but he's going to pick up positive yardage out across the 15 to about the 17-yard line. Call it a pickup of about 7 on the carry for Duxbury. Second down and 3 for Wisconsin Rapids. The Lumberjacks move the football but come up empty on their first drive. Second down, a short 3, a long 2 here. Man in motion, hand off again. This is Duxbury hit almost immediately and driven back. Didn't get anything there. Making the initial hit for the Lumberjacks that time was Matt Grady. And then he got some help from a couple of his teammates. They're going to give him forward progress, though, and they're going to call it a first down. Boy, it sure looked like he got stood up almost immediately, but instead they give him forward progress to the 20-yard line, and it's a first down. Wow. All right. Wide receivers left and right for Wisconsin Rapids. Double wing. Back to pass again across the middle of the field. They got a man incomplete. He was open again, and this time the pass bouncing off the shoulder pads of the intended receiver. And that was Logan Winnie, the intended receiver. He was open down the middle of the field. Incomplete, though, off his shoulder pad. Second down and 10. Two pass attempts already for Wisconsin Rapids here in the first quarter. There are times when they could go almost a whole game and not throw two passes. Double wing, receivers left and right, man in motion. We're just going to run the option this time. Keep it, cuts it back inside. He's got running room, and he's going to get near a first down. Dives across the 30 to about the 31. And that is going to be enough for a first down. Pickup of 11 on the carry for Wiernick. And Rapids moves the chains again. 5:34 to play here first quarter. Wisconsin Rapids leads at 6-0. East football brought to you in part tonight by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Worry Bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Inside handoff that time. Not much there. Maybe a yard. Grady in on the stop again. also getting in there for East with Sam Romanski. Maybe a yard. Call it second down and 9. Double wing. Duxbury behind Wiernick. Now they're going to play action and throw. They've got a man down the sideline. Incomplete. Out of bounds. Pass was well out of bounds. And it'll be third down and 9 now for Wisconsin Rapids. We can't say that Tony Piolo has become pass-happy yet, but 3 passes so far here in the first quarter. I'm sure the Lumberjacks were not practicing against that. Third down and 8, ball on the Rapids 32. Wiernick under center. Man in motion. He's going to roll out left now. Pitches. Duxbury cuts it back. Breaks one tackle. And then he's going to be dragged down from behind. Good defensive play right there by Andy Cravens as he chased Duxbury down after a pickup of only 2 or 3. And Rapids will have to punt. It's going to be fourth down. Actually, only gave him about a yard on that. So call it fourth down at about 8. And a punting situation for Wisconsin Rapids. Justison will drop back deep for the Lumberjacks. He's back near his own 25-yard line. Snap is good, and the punt nearly blocked. It's high and short, and it's going to take a bounce, and it'll be down. And now they're going to say it bounced off one of the Lumberjacks at Wisconsin Rapids, recovers. The ball went off the back of Ben Beck, and Rapids allegedly fell on the football. So a terrible mistake on special teams gives Rapids the ball at the East 45-yard line. Beck was trying to block one of the Rapids gunners and had his back to when the ball bounced. It hit off of him. And then, alertly, Rapids falls on the football, so they have it first and 10 on the East 45. And now this Lumberjack defense out there again. They have been on the field a lot here in this first quarter, and it's a warm night, no question. It's going to cool off as the night goes along, but right now it's toasty. First and 10, they're going to hand it off. Duxbury, left side, breaking tackles, dragging tacklers down inside the 40 to about the 38. Call that a pickup of about 7 or 8 on the carry for Duxbury. So Rapids try to take advantage of an East special teams mistake. Second down and 3, maybe a long 4, or a short long 3, short 4. Wiernick going to hand it off to Duxbury again. He's met in the backfield and drops back near the 40-yard line. And in there to make that play for the Lumberjacks was Marcus Welsh. Welsh, 6'4", 185-pound junior defensive lineman. And he ran into Duxbury at the 40. Call that a loss of at least 1. And that'll bring up third down and about 5 as we go down under 3 minutes to play here, first quarter. 6-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Wiernick hands it off to Duxbury again. He is going to be dropped, but picks up positive yardage, carrying a couple of tacklers. Making the initial hit for East that time was Jesse Drake, 5'11", 190-pound junior. Duxbury gets down to about the 37-yard line. Going to be fourth down and 2. And Wisconsin Rapids will go for it here. Fourth down and 2. Wisconsin Rapids to the line. They've got to get to just shy of the 35-yard line. They're going to play action, then I'll run it around the right side, and it's going to be a first down. Wiernick dives and gets it, playing, running the option around the right side, taking the handoff to Duxbury up the middle, and then Wiernick keeps it and picks up about 3 for the first down. Ball going to be marked at the 34-yard line. And the drive continues for Wisconsin Rapids here. First and 10 from the East 34. Receivers left and right. Offense has only been on the field once so far in this first quarter. A long drive that came up empty. Now inside, hand off to Duxbury. He's breaking tackles, and finally Corral trips up, but not before he gets inside the 25. Down near the 22 is where they're going to mark him. And that's going to be a pickup of about 12 yards for Ryan Duxbury. 10 carries unofficially for Duxbury already here in the first half. First and 10, Wisconsin Rapids at the East 22. Lumberjacks need a turnover here. Anything to get the offense back on the field and get these defenders some rest. They're going to hand it off to Duxbury again. Breaks a tackle, breaking into the secondary. Stiff arms one man, and he's going to get to the pylon. That should be a touchdown. The official is late getting there, but now he signaled touchdown. And that was just an excellent run by Duxbury. He rolled over tacklers and then stiff arms at the end and got it in to the near pylon. It's a 22-yard touchdown run for Ryan Duxbury, and Wisconsin Rapids now leads 12-0. They will line up to attempt the extra point. Caitlin Becker attempting the extra point here. So, a couple of mistakes by the Lumberjacks. A fumble on offense and a muffed punt on defense have cost East here. Here's the kick by Becker, and it is up, and it is good. And Rapids has the lead here, 13-0. Back at 11, you're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Wisconsin Rapids, where the Raiders lead the Lumberjacks 13-0, a minute 28 to play first quarter. East will get the ball for the second time in this game. They had a drive that stalled at the 10-yard line on a fumble. And Rapids, on that drive, just used the run. Duxbury, for the most part, just ramming it down East's throat, and it culminates in a 22-yard touchdown run. That's after East had forced a punt, but then the ball hit off one of the East blockers, and Rapids recovered. Here's a short kick to the sideline, and that is going to take a bounce. That's a free ball. It's loose, and it goes out of bounds. The Lumberjacks just sort of let that ball drop. And Rapids was there trying to jump on it. It goes out of bounds. Lumberjacks will have it. And it will be first and 10 East on their own 31-yard line. Caitlin Becker, the kicker, not going to kick it long, but she placed that one nicely. Now, Widmark's at quarterback as East will run out of the pistol here. He's going to throw. He's got a man that's caught. Cameron Gritzmacher on the catch. Short pickup on the far side. Gets it out to about the 36-yard line. Followed a pickup of 5 on the pass and catch. Third catch of the night for Cameron Gritzmacher. Lumberjacks back to the line, second down and 5. Widmark, again, Justison in motion. Now he pitches to Justison, and he's going to be wrapped up and pushed out of bounds. I don't think they got anything on that. Rapids defenders were in there quickly. Widmark pitched it to Justison going around the right side, and they're going to say no gain, so actually maybe a loss. Ball back at the 35-yard line. They'll call it third down at about 6 now. 4 receivers in the formation this time for East. Widmark back to throw. He's got time. He's got a man. That's Wilson. Wilson's going to be dumped down as soon as he catches. It's going to be short of the first down at about the 38-yard line, and he comes up limping. He got his ankle rolled, it looks like, his left ankle, and Wilson's going to have to come off. It's going to be a fourth down anyway, a punting situation for East, as they're about 2.5 yards short of the first down. On the completion to Sean Wilson. And Bryce Widmark will stand at his own 25-yard line to punt this one away with 34 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Palmer standing at his own 25. He's going to have to back up farther than that. Widmark's got the leg to put this one deep here. Snap is good. Punts away. It might have been partially blocked. It goes off to the side. Not a good kick at all. It's going to roll inside the 45 to about the 44. There was a Rapids defender coming in there. Might have got a piece of that. And the ball rolls dead at about the 45-yard line, 44-yard line of Wisconsin Rapids. So the Raiders have a short field again here. And they will have it first and 10. The East defense has to quickly get back out there. So Rapids huddles up, and Jason Wiernick, the junior quarterback, brings them to the line. They gave the Lumberjacks a dose of Ryan Duxbury the last drive. Let's see what they do here. And they give it to Duxbury again. This time he's going to be wrapped up and dropped for no gain. Brennan Becker, Sam Romanski, also in there on the stop, Andy Cravens. Second down and 10, no gain on the play for Duxbury. Problem is, three tacklers, key on Duxbury, and that's fine. But in this offense, if you do that, that means somebody's going to be open around the ends or somebody's going to be open down the middle of the field. The clock expires. The first quarter's in the books, and it's been mostly Wisconsin Rapids here. They lead it 13-0. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Wisconsin Rapids as we begin the second quarter of play. Lumberjack Football brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporter of local high school sports. Wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. It's second down and 10 for Wisconsin Rapids. Wiernick brings Rapids to the line. Second down and 10 from their own 44. They run the option. Wiernick's going to keep it this time, and he is going to be knocked down once again for very little, if no game. But a flag flies in there. Might be holding, might be a face mask. Let's see. Ball is marked at the 45-yard line for virtually no game, but a flag is on the play. Looks like it's going to be against Rapids. So now East has to determine if they want to take it or take the down because there was no gain on the play. And it is going to be a holding call against Rapids, and they will decline it and take the down. So it's going to be third down and 10 for Rapids from their own 44-yard line. So two good defensive plays by the Lumberjacks. Nothing Wisconsin Rapids, second quarter just underway. Wiernick brings Rapids to the line. They're going to throw this time. Back to throw. He's got a man wide open. First down and knocked out of bounds inside the 45-yard line. And once again, nobody else covering the receiver out there, Thomas Olson. And that's going to be a pickup of 13 on the pass and catch to Olson. And it's a first down, Wisconsin Rapids in East territory at the 43-yard line. Just a pass out to the near side sideline, and look, it was a little bit high, but Olson went up and got it. First and 10, Rapids. Inside handoff, Duxbury bosses it outside, and he's wrapped up and dropped after a short gain, maybe one or two. In on the stop for East was Jake Justison. Also in there again was Marcus Welsh. Second down and about 80. Call it a pickup of 2 on the carry. Ball at the 41-yard line. To the line they come. They try to counter this time and pick up some positive yardage. A shoestring tackle saved big yardage that time. On the handoff to Logan Wimmy. Picked up about 4 on the carry. And it's going to be third down and about 4. A counter play can be very effective if guys don't hold their gaps and get sucked in to the fake going the other way. That time, nope. The shoestring tackle made. I think that was Matt Grady on the tackle. Third down and about four. See if East can get a stop here. Man in motion. They Weary keeps it, cuts it back, and he's going to get first down yardage. Down inside the 32 to about the 31-yard line. It's going to be a pickup of about five on the carry for Wierick, and it's going to be enough for another first down. Rapids keeps moving the chains and keeps eating up the clock as we're down close to 10 minutes to play here in the first half. They're going to mark the ball at the 32. Still enough for a first down. Rapids comes to the line. Receivers left and right. Double wing. Wierick under center. Duxbury the fullback behind it. Man in motion. Now back the other way, and now a flag flies, and we're going to get movement. It's going to be an illegal procedure call against Wisconsin Rapids, so that'll back them up. Pre-snap penalty against Rapids will back the ball up to about the 37-yard line. Call it first down and 15. Coming up at halftime tonight, we'll look at tonight's high school scoreboard and schedule, sponsored by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. First and 15. Wierick wants to throw again. He throws. It's tipped off the hands of the intended receiver. Incomplete. They were trying to get that one to Jeff Orchide, and it's incomplete. It's going to be second down and 15. Rapids back of the line. Second down and 15. Lumberjack defense has been out there most of this game. Time of possession heavily in favor of Rapids. They try to pitch this time, trying to get the left corner. Cutting it back, he's got the corner. And then wrapped up and dropped. And now a flag flies in. I don't know. That looked, I think that official, they're going to pick it up. Yeah, the backside official was ready to throw a flag for a face mask too, but it wasn't. They picked up the flag, but it's going to be a big carry around the left corner. And on that carry was Logan Betcher. And he picked up about 14. He got most of what he needed there. Going to be short of the first down, though, but it's going to bring out third down and a long one, maybe two. Call it third and 1.5. Ball inside the 25-yard line and about the 23. They give it to Duxbury, and he is going to be pulled backwards, but he got enough. Well, the Lumberjacks got a hold of his jersey, but he was able to power ahead for the first down. Matt Grady got a hold of him, but Duxbury strong and pulled him ahead for the first down, now down near the 21. So it's another first down for Wisconsin Rapids. They just keep moving the chains and keeping that East defense on the field. 13-0, Wisconsin Rapids leads. Lumberjacks need a big play here, some kind of turnover. First and 10 on the Lumberjack 21. Back to pass again. They're going to throw to the end zone. Behind the defense. Touchdown. That was not good defense right there. As once again, the East defender got sucked in, and they throw the touchdown pass. And Wisconsin Rapids, all of a sudden becoming pass happy here, and they take the lead 19-0. Getting behind the defense to make that catch was Thomas Olson. Now they'll line up for the extra point once again. Kick is up, and the kick is good. And Wisconsin Rapids taking it to Wausau East here in the first half. They lead it 19-0. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Wisconsin Rapids, and East needs to get on track here offensively to A, to get some points on the board, and B, to keep their defense off the field for a while. Wisconsin Rapids will kick off here. A 21-yard touchdown pass from Wierick to Olson. Thomas Olsen has given Rapids a 20-0 lead. There's another short kick. The ball bounces, and it's going to be picked up and going to a knee at the 10-yard line. Yikes, this has just been a very uneven first half of play for the Lumberjacks. Fielding that football was Marcus Welsh, a lineman back at the 10-yard line, took a knee, and East will start first and 10 from their own 10. Bryce Widmark will come in at quarterback. Lumberjacks don't know how to field these short end overhead kicks toward the side. They better figure it out at halftime and make an adjustment. Widmark out of the pistol. Justice in behind him. Wide receiver split left and right. They're going to hand it off to Justice in, and he's going nowhere. Stacked up and dropped for a loss back near the 9-yard line. So Justice has run the ball three times for a total of negative 9 yards. Brennan Becker has 5 carries for a net 7 yards. He's also fumbled the ball once. Lumberjacks haven't been able to do anything on the ground. They have been somewhat successful through the air, and now they face a second down at about 11 from their own 9-yard line. 4 receivers in the pattern. Widmark's going to throw it out in a flat incomplete through the hands of his intended receiver. That was a little bit high, and Tim Nass could not make the catch. And it's third down now and 11, and the Lumberjacks in danger of going 3 and out again and putting their defense right back on the field. East football brought to you in part by InterCity State Bank, serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses, inviting you to come bank with them. Widmark wants to throw. He's got time. He throws. He's got a man that's caught, but it's going to be short of the first down. Going down to his knees to make the catch for the Lumberjacks was Cameron Gritzmacher down at about the 18-yard line. It's going to be fourth down and about 2. Fourth catch of the night for Gritzmacher, but it only picked up about 9 yards. And East will punt again from deep in their own territory. Under 7:20 to play here, first half. It's been all Wisconsin Rapids. They lead it 20-0. Snap is good. Widmark gets another bad punt away off the side of his foot. And it goes out of bounds, still in East territory. So Bryce Widmark struggling here in the early going with his punting. It's the second bad punt of the night. This one goes out of bounds at about the 44-yard line. So Rapids with a short field here again. And, well, I'll tell you what, they punch in another one here before halftime, and it's going to be pretty tough for the Lumberjacks to come back, especially with the way they've been playing on offense tonight. Last year's game, Rapids at Tom Field gave up big plays, and East won at 25-14, but not tonight, at least so far. First and 10, Wisconsin Rapids from the East 44. Inside handoff, Duxbury dragging tackler, still on his feet, down inside the 40 to about the 39. Pickup of about 5 on the carry for Duxbury, and that was all him. He was dragging tacklers almost immediately. And it'll bring up a second down and about 5. Ball at the East 39. Double wing, Duxbury the fullback, receivers left and right, and in motion. And this time Duxbury again, this time he's breaking tackles, he's got an open field, and he's going to go. It's going to be a touchdown run for Duxbury. 39 yards as he bounces it outside. There was nobody there for the Lumberjacks, and Duxbury takes it all the way in for the touchdown, and a 26-0 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. And East has no answer so far tonight for Ryan Duxbury. Third touchdown of the night for the Rapids fullback on runs of 3 yards, 22 yards, and now 39 yards. And Caitlin Becker will attempt the kick here. The snap is good. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And Wisconsin Rapids now leads 27-0. Back in a moment, you're listening to Eats Football on Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Wisconsin Rapids, where the Raiders are laying the wood to the Lumberjacks here tonight, 27-0. Three touchdown runs for Ryan Duxbury. Here's the kick. It's going to be fielded this time at about the 11-yard line. Bringing it ahead is Justice, and he breaks tackles, gets it out across the 40, cuts back, and gets into Rapids territory at about the 45-yard line. And boy, did he see that. Something positive to happen, and a good kick return by Jake Justice gives East the ball at the Rapids 45-yard line. That was a longer kick that time. It actually helped East as Justice was able to field it at about his own 11 and bring it out to the Rapids 45. Widmark is at quarterback. Lumberjacks have been able to do some things through the air. Nothing on the ground so far. They lost tight end Sean Wilson earlier to a rolled ankle. He hasn't been back yet. Three receivers left, one right. Widmark out of the gun. Wants to throw. He's got time. Looks, throws. Into center field, incomplete. He threaded it through a couple of defenders there, and there was a man. That was Tim Nass, and he couldn't hang on. And it's incomplete, second down and 10. I think Nass will be the first one to tell you that he should have caught that ball, even though there were defenders around, and the ball got through cleanly. And he had it hit off his hands, incomplete, second down and 10. Widmark again, out of the pistol. They're going to hand it off to Justice in this time. Can he get around the corner? He does for a moment. Then he's knocked out after a short pickup. Maybe got two on the carry. So it'll be third down and about eight. Got it down inside the 45 to about the 43. They're going to mark it at the 44, so call it third down and nine. Once again, East needs to get a couple of first downs. Their defense has had no rest whatsoever in this first half. Widmark out of the gun. He wants to throw. He's got time. He throws. It's going to be caught, and it is going to be well short of the first down. Caught by Gritzmacher on a little comeback route at about the 37-yard line. Maybe they're going to mark him at, that's a bad mark. They're going to mark him at the 39, but it's going to be fourth down and four. East is going to go for it here, I would imagine. Nothing to lose right now. Sixth completion for Widmark. Seventh completion, actually. Fifth catch for Gritzmacher. Widmark back to throw. He's got time. He looks. He throws. He's got a man behind him. He's fast, and he catches. He's hit. Inside the 20-yard line. Yes, a catch. Tim Nass got behind the defense. Widmark laid it out perfectly, and a diving catch inside the 20 gives East a first down. Pickup of 20 on the pass and catch from Widmark to Nass. 4:52 to play here, first half, and boy, did East need that. They also now need to get some points on the board. Widmark out of the gun, man in motion. They're going to fake the handoff, now a pitch, and they've got some running room. This is Becker. He's got all kinds of room, and he's going to get into the end zone. That was a well-designed play right there. The fake and then the pitch, and taking it into the end zone was Brennan Becker, a 19-yard touchdown run. And the Lumberjacks are on the board. That play was well designed, and Becker was untouched going into the end zone around the right side from 19 yards. Widmark will attempt the extra point here. So a couple of big plays get the Lumberjacks on the board here and at least gives them a pulse. Snap. The kick by Widmark is up, and the kick is good. And the Lumberjacks have 7 points. 27-7 Rapids. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Coming back in 3, 2, 1. Tom King back here at Wisconsin Rapids, and Young's Pharmacy in Wausau and Coons Hearing Center in Schofield will make a donation to the Never Forgotten Honor Flight for each point that Wausau scores in tonight's game and all season long. 7 points, $7 now donated to help veterans travel to Washington to see the memorials built in their honor from Young's Pharmacy in Wausau and Coons Hearing Center in Schofield. See if they can get a lot more here. He's still on the sideline with their coaches here, getting ready for the kickoff. Rapids is on the field, ready to return it. Coming up at halftime, we'll be sending it back to the studio, get an update on all the scores from around high school football tonight. We've got the late game for you. Glad you stayed up with us here, and hopefully we can have a Big East comeback in the second half of this one. They trail it now, 27-7, 4:45 to play second quarter. Need to maybe get a turnover here at some point and get a short field, but let's see what Widmar can do here with the kick. Here he comes. He's going to boot it. It's going to be high and fielded about the 11 or 12-yard line and bringing it ahead. And out across the 25 to about the 29-yard line. And that's where Wisconsin Rapids will start this drive. On the return, Logan Winnie for Wisconsin Rapids. First and 10 Raiders on their own 29-yard line. Let's see if these defense can get a stop here. Four touchdowns on the board for Wisconsin Rapids so far. Three on the ground by Ryan Duxbury. Wernick under center. Fumbled the ball. Picked it up. Now he's going to run with it. And he's going to pick up positive yardage. Out across the 35 to about the 36. So he made something out of nothing there as he fumbled the snap. And before East could react, he picked it up. Ran it straight ahead and picked up 6 yards. Call it second down and four. Wernick again, and inside handoff, and Duxbury bounces off a tackle and bounces it outside and will pick up first down yardage. Duxbury got hit immediately, but then they couldn't wrap him up, and he bounced it outside and picked up about 7 yards on the carry and enough for a first down. The 17th carry of the first half for Ryan Duxbury. First and 10 Rapids at their own 43-yard line. Receivers left and right. Wernick's going to hand it off inside this time, and not much there, maybe a couple. Good fake, as a lot of players went with the quarterback on that fake. And a pickup of, well, they gave him about four on the carry. Sam Romanski on the stop. Second down and a long six. Clock moving, 3:20 to play first half. Wernick's going to try to counter this time, and that's going nowhere. Good job of playing that. Wimmy on the carry, and coming in from the outside to make the stop for East was Matt Grady. Third down and about six. Call it no gain on the play. .245 to play here, first half, 27-7, Wisconsin Rapids. Wernick under center, wants to pass. He throws, he's got it, and this is going to go the distance, I think. All the way the other way, touchdown, Lumberjacks, no flags. And East is right back in this thing, and that's what they needed, the big play on defense, picking the ball off and going the difference. The distance was Bryce Troyer, who stepped in front of an ill-advised pass along the sideline, and there was nobody in front of him, and Troyer goes the distance for the touchdown. .47 yards on the interception return by Bryce Troyer. It's 27-13, pending the extra point. Justice in the holder. Snap is good. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And now, with 2:27 to play first half, Wisconsin Rapids 27, Lumberjacks 14. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. And another $7 for the Never Forgotten Honor Flight from Young's Pharmacy in Wausau and Coons Hearing Center for every point the Lumberjacks score in tonight's game and all season long. Young's Pharmacy in Wausau, Coons Hearing Center in Scopeville will donate $1 to the Honor Flight to help veterans travel to Washington to see the memorials built in their honor. 14 points, $14. Bryce Midwidmark will kick it off here. He's teeing the ball up at the 40-yard line. Lumberjack football also brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. So a big play by the defense gets East back in this thing. They still trail by two scores. Widmark with a high kick, going to be fielded on the run at about the 14-yard line. That's Wimmy, who gets it around the corner for a moment, then gets knocked down as he gets it across the 30-yard line to about the 32. That's where Rapids will start, first and 10, from their own 32-yard line with 2:21 to play here first half. And you can just read Tony Piola's mind saying, you know, passing the football was a reason why I didn't do it very much. A 47-yard interception return for a touchdown for the Lumberjacks. Wiernick brings Rapids to the line. And that was a fumble snap again. Wiernick picks it up. This time he's not going to get much. Maybe got a yard as the Lumberjacks wrapped him up quickly. First hit, Jesse Drake. Maybe a half a yard pickup, maybe a yard, call it second down and 9. Wiernick having some problems with a snap there for the second time, and I think we're going to get a timeout called here by Wisconsin Rapids. And we do. Timeout on the field. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Wisconsin Rapids. 2:14 to play first half. Rapids leading 27-14. And they have the football, second down and 7 from their own 33. They have two timeouts remaining. East has all three of theirs. Wiernick is going to keep it. No, Gusbury takes it up the middle. Picked up a couple before he gets knocked down. Got it out across the 35 to about the 36. Maybe picked up 3 on the carry. He's carried the ball 19 times here in the first half. Third down and about 7. Maybe a long 6, and Rapids calls another timeout. We'll keep it right here. And remind you that East Football is brought to you in part tonight by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Also by DeBorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeBorney Orthodontics. Or you can call them at 715-842-5688. Or visit them online at DeBorneyOrthodontics.com. And a reminder, coming up at halftime, we'll look at tonight's high school scoreboard and schedule back in the studio, sponsored by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. Third down and 7 for Wisconsin Rapids. Let's see if East can get a stop here because they'll have a couple of minutes left and all of their timeouts to try to get some more points on the board. Wiernick under center. They're going to give it to Duxbury, and he is going to be knocked down after a short pickup. Going to be well short of the first down. Pickup of maybe 2 on the carry. Straight up the middle And it's going to be a punting situation, and this time the Lumberjacks will use one of their timeouts. 2:03 to play here in the first half. We'll keep it right here. Next week, the Lumberjacks will be at home taking on Marshfield at Tom Field. That'll be the live game on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9, live from Tom Field. Lumberjacks and the Marshfield Tigers. Some interesting matchups around the Valley Football Association tonight. Cross-division matchups. Earlier, you heard the D.C. Everest and Stevens Point. Wausau West played Marshfield tonight. Over in the Valley, Neenah went up against Appleton West. Appleton North was at Fond du Lac. Kimberly played at Menasha. Oshkosh North took it on Appleton East, and Kakata beat Oshkosh West. We'll have all the scores on our website, foxsportswausau.com, and we'll have them on the air for you tomorrow morning as well on the Saturday morning scoreboard show. Saturday morning scoreboard show brought to you by Mullins Cheese. All right, punting situation. Justison will drop back inside his own 20-yard line. East botched a punt return the last time. Here's the punt. It's a good one. A high hanger. Justison comes up, and he lets it go, and it will bounce inside the 15 to about the 13-yard line. Not quite sure why he didn't call a fair catch there yet. Room to do it. Instead, he let it go over his head. Probably didn't want to risk a fumble at that point, but still, that gave up about, I don't know, 11, 12 yards worth of field position. But now East will have the football. A minute 52 to play first half and two timeouts remaining. They didn't take a timeout off the board there for East. They still have three up there for them. But East has the football. First and 10 on their own 13-yard line. Widmark out of the pistol. He wants to throw. He's got time. Now he's flushed out, rolls, left, looks, throws. He's got a man wide open, and that's going to be first down yardage across the 25 to about the 27. Making the catch was Jake Justison. And that picked up about 14 or 15 on the catch by Justison. He's back to the line quickly. Widmark wants to throw again. He's got a man. That's complete. Nice move by Gritzmacher. And he'll pick up positive yardage across the 30 to about the 31. Pick up of about 5 or 6 on that catch. Sixth catch of the night for Gritzmacher. Widmark back to throw again. He's got time again. Throws it across, and that's knocked down, nearly intercepted. He was trying to get it to his big tight end. See who that was in there trying to make that catch. It looks like that was Dylan Hamlin. Hamlin, 6'10", 220 pounds. Got him listed as a tight end and a defensive lineman. He's, of course, plays on the basketball team as well, 6'10". Widmark wants to throw, third down. And he's got a man caught. What a catch between two defenders. First down yardage at the 45-yard line. And the catch made by Tim Nash. That was a great catch right there. Great throw by Widmark. It thread the needle between three defenders. And that picked up positive yardage of about 14 yards. First and 10, Lumberjacks. They're on 45. Widmark's got time to throw again. He's got a man. That's complete. Across midfield into Rapids territory at about the 49-yard line. Pass complete to Gritzmacher again. And a pickup of 6. I tell you what, this East offensive line doing a great job so far tonight. Widmark's got time to throw. He wants to throw again. He's got time all day. Now he throws it up. He's got a man. That's going to be incomplete. Down inside the 35-yard line on the far sideline, a little bit overthrown. 34 seconds remaining in the half. Third down now and about 4 for the Lumberjacks. Widmark is 10 out of 14 through the air tonight. Actually, 12 out of 14. And now we get a timeout called. with 34 seconds remaining. Timeout called by Wisconsin Rapids. We'll keep it right here and remind you that East football is brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, or visit them online at bonejoint.net. Also by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. We'll be heading back to the studio at halftime. Spencer will have all the halftime scores, or all the scores from around Central Wisconsin. It's sponsored by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. That's a new feature this year on our high school football broadcast. We're going to go back between games of our doubleheaders and at halftime to check scores in the studio. All right, Lumberjacks back to the line. 34 seconds remaining. Third down and four. East has timeouts left. Widmark wants to throw. He's got all day again. Now he's flushed out. Now he throws. He's got a man that's caught and out of bounds to stop the clock. Catch made there by Justison once again. Down near the 40-yard line. Going to be about at the 41. Pickup of 8 on the catch by Justison. And now with the clock down to 28 seconds and stopped by the out-of-bounds play, East will come to line. Widmark out of the gun again. Long drop back. Now he throws across the middle. That's going to be tipped in the air and then caught by the Lumberjacks. They missed an interception. Rapids did, and the ball tipped and then caught by East at the 30-yard line for a first down. And making the catch was Justison again. That ball was tipped. It should have been intercepted. And instead, they pick up 12 yards on the pass and catch by Justison. And now you're getting down near Widmark's range for field goal. He wants to throw again, though. Get a little closer. Now another pass and catch down near the 21. That, I think, is Gritzmacher on the grab. It is. Gritzmacher is going to pick up about 9 on that pass catch. He's got 8 receptions so far here in the first half. Now the clock down to 1 second. Did they call a timeout? They didn't. What's going on? Rapids is running off the field. He's just talking to the officials. The coach on the sidelines said they were signaling for a timeout. Let's see. I think they got a timeout. No, they did not. Well, that is another huge mistake by the Lumberjacks. How can you not get a timeout in that situation when they were clearly in Widmark's field goal range? East offensive coordinator out there having an animated discussion with the officials saying, how in the world could they not get the clock stopped? And they left 2 timeouts on the board. Wow. Well, we are at halftime. And the Lumberjacks have battled back, but they could have cut it even, the deficit even smaller there. But a mishandling of the clock here at the end of the first half, and the Lumberjacks find themselves still behind by a score of 27-14. We'll take a timeout, head back to the studio after this. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.